Welcome back, everyone. Today we're tackling something that honestly makes or breaks a new flight operation. Software. If you're launching a flight school, a club, or tour operations, you need the right digital foundation. Joining me is someone who's seen firsthand what happens when operators get this wrong. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I've watched new operators struggle because they tried piecing together five different systems, one for scheduling, another for billing, maybe a spreadsheet for maintenance. It becomes chaos. Fast.
Right. So what's the first must-have feature on the checklist?
Intelligent scheduling with conflict detection. You need real-time calendars for aircraft, instructors, and students that actually prevent double bookings. The system should enforce qualification prerequisites automatically, like blocking a student from booking a solo flight if their medical certificate expired yesterday.
That's huge, because manual checks mean human error, and human error in aviation is, well, dangerous.
Exactly. The platform should also block aircraft reservations when maintenance is due. If an annual inspection is coming up in 10 flight hours, the system needs to stop someone from booking across country that'll push it over the limit.
So it's proactive, not reactive. What about tracking those flight hours themselves?
Digital logbooks are non-negotiable. They should auto-calculate hours, fuel, and costs, and feed directly into your billing and maintenance tracking. Some platforms now use GPS to auto-generate flight logs from detected takeoffs and landings, which eliminates transcription errors entirely.
Mm-hmm, that's efficient. And billing. I mean, I've heard invoicing can eat up ridiculous amounts of time for small operators.
Oh, absolutely. You want automated, Hobbs-driven invoicing. The system should generate invoices for flight time, fuel, monthly dues, and training packages without manual input. Integrated payment gateways like Stripe or Molly let pilots pay immediately, and prepaid accounts update after every flight. I actually knew one club manager who spent every Sunday night manually building invoices in Excel. He told me he quit flying himself just to keep up with the paperwork.
Wow, that's a wake-up call. Have you ever wondered how many hours per week your current admin process is costing you? That point about automated billing sets up our next piece, compliance and safety. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Running a flight school or club means juggling aircraft scheduling, flight logs, training records, maintenance tracking, member management, and billing. The platform integrates these into one cloud-based system, reducing paperwork and improving operational efficiency worldwide, with strong support across Europe. Whether you're managing a fleet of Cessnas or gliders, the modular design lets you activate only the functions you need. Learn more at eavio.aero.
Picking up on automated billing, how do you handle compliance tracking in practice?
The system should track expiry dates for licenses, medicals, ratings, insurance, and airworthiness documents. When something's about to expire, it sends automatic reminders and, this is critical, it blocks bookings if a pilot's medical lapses or an aircraft's certificate isn't current.
So the software becomes your first line of defense against unsafe operations.
Definitely. And for flight schools, you need full-featured training management. That means syllabus builders, progress tracking from first lesson to check ride, and instructor feedback logs. If you're an approved training organization under EASA or CAA, the platform should support compliance with those specific regulations.
Let's talk safety management systems for a second. What does that look like in software?
A good SMS should include workflows for safety planning and incident tracking. You want the ability to manage safety events, follow up on corrective actions, and keep everything documented for audits. Basically, you're creating a safety culture through your software. European operators especially need to ensure their platform aligns with EASA safety requirements.
Right, so you're creating a safety culture, not just checking boxes. What about maintenance beyond just blocking reservations?
The platform should monitor requirements based on flight hours, landings, time intervals, or custom rules. Automated reminders go out before inspections are due. You should be able to create work orders, track defects, and have full maintenance history per tail number. Super important for audits and resale value.
And mobile access. Is that just a nice to have or essential?
Essential. Pilots and instructors need iOS and Android apps for booking, flight logging, defect reporting, and document checks. Cloud-based means they can access everything from the airfield, the cockpit, or home. Real-time aircraft tracking with integrated GPS is becoming standard, too. It improves billing accuracy and operational visibility.
I see. Makes sense.
You mentioned earlier that modular design matters. Why?
Because a skydiving operation doesn't need the same interface as a glider club or a tour operator running Cessna 172s. Modular platforms let you activate only relevant functions, so your team isn't overwhelmed by features they'll never use. It keeps the interface clean and training simpler. Otherwise, you end up with, feature overload, and nobody uses half of it.
Yeah, feature overload is the digital equivalent of a cluttered cockpit. Not helpful when you're trying to focus.
Exactly. Last thing, reporting and analytics. What should operators expect?
Utilization dashboards showing aircraft hours, revenue hours, instructor load, and student throughput. Maintenance KP is so you can spot patterns. Exportable reports for regulators, boards, and audits. Some platforms claim they can reduce administrative overhead by up to 75%, which really changes the equation for small teams.
So to everyone listening, if you're starting a flight school or club, ask vendors one critical question. Can your system actually block an unsafe dispatch, or does it just flag it after the fact?
That's the question. The best platforms prevent the booking from being confirmed in the first place. Prevention beats correction every time.
Perfect place to wrap. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.